When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Ah, that sleep was good. The tequila was good. I'm not quite sure I feel better this morning. I'm curious how everybody else here feels and kind of what your sentiments are waking up after that tragedy. I don't know what else to call it. I mean, it was just the 49ers literally gave away a game and gave away hope to a dying team. All because of coaching, all because of personnel decisions, all because of special teams, and just not doing what they needed to do. So the grades are out. Yeah, the first thing I did this morning, I woke up, went through special teams tape, and I was just like, man, give me something to have some type of hope in this coaching staff. And obviously, if you guys know me, it did not go well. In fact, like, there were three main special teams plays. Obviously, you had the fake punt, which was coached. It was terribly coached. Yeah, I break that down. I've already filmed, I don't know, an hour plus on special team stuff. That's going to be up on the 49ers Rush and our Patreon channel. But the fake punt, that was all coaching. You had the missed kick. Yeah, Jake Moody can't handle pressure situations. I mean, what's new? And then you had the huge punt return, which was 100% coach, just lack of effort, lack of energy, all those things. But even more than that, literally the first and second punt that the 49ers did, it was awful. We were letting guys go before the ball is kicked again. It's not like we didn't have a kick blocked last week. Definitely didn't learn anything. And so, you know, the age-old like coaching axiom is you're coaching it or you're letting it happen. The 49ers are doing both. Brian Schneider's the worst special teams coordinator in the world. It used to be the NFL. Now you got to include college. Maybe next week it'll be high school as well. Like, he's that bad. And, you know, a lot of people in my DMs, I have not got to all the emails, and I appreciate everybody reaching out in DMs. A lot of people are blaming Shanahan, and I think that's appropriate. He's letting this happen. You're allowing Ronnie Bell on the field. That's your fault. You hired Brian Schneider. You kept Brian Schneider. You're still with Brian Schneider. Like, those are some major issues. Those are there. So my question to you guys, as we start getting through today's episode, and I wasn't sure if this was, I'm not sure what my job is. And so I want to allow the chat to determine that today. I was like, man, do I need to provide hope? Do we need more time to vent? What do we need? What is the overall kind of psyche of the 49ers faithful? I don't know. Mine's pretty rough. I'm not going to lie. I'm still mad, angry, and disappointed. Do I think that, Marcus, I appreciate you. He says, you know, is it time to panic it? You're 1-2. There's so much football left. Like, did I think the 49ers were only going to lose two games? No. I said 12-5. I still think there's three more games we're going to lose, probably more now. If I had to redo it, probably 11-6 would be my guess. The 49ers, I still think, are a playoff team. I still think they have a great roster. You still got Kyle Shanahan. Brock Purdy's playing lights out. There's so many positives, and you're getting a lot of guys back. But there's also a lot more negatives than we thought. We thought this defense was going to be good. It's not good. It's not a good defense. It's just not. Like, you look at the just rankings after 3 weeks. We're the 23rd in points allowed. We're average 16th in yards allowed. Like, we're not a good defense. Like, that needs to be And I know the defense doesn't get all the blame because they don't have those one or two just gigantic plays, but there are so many high paid players on this defense that are not good at football. Charvarius Ward, like, you got to talk about him. So here's my question to everybody. Okay. And I want you to throw this in the chat. Appreciate you guys being with me. Love all the hashtag CCs. Y'all are amazing. Who is the person, player, coach, or issue that you're upset at? Is it a certain play? Is it a certain player? Is it Kyle Shanahan? Is it special teams? Like, who's that one thing? And I wanted to put a poll on Twitter, but I don't even know how to answer that. I don't even know how to ask that. You only get four options. I feel like there's a lot more than four options. I feel like there's like 10 options. Offensive line, there's multiple options. Wide receivers, there's multiple options. Special teams, good Lord. Ugh. That's the whole thing. The special teams, you know, coordinator. There's just so much. So I'm going to put this to you guys. I'm going to give you some time to populate some answers, and we're going to talk through this. We're going to go over grades. Don't even care. Grades were terrible. We were terrible. You had two elite players out there for the 49ers, and Brock Purdy and Juwan Jennings. And I think the grades show that, right? Like, okay, Brock Purdy had a 91.1, was unbelievable. Was unbelievable. Anything above 90 is all pro level. Juwan Jennings had a 90.5 career game, and we wasted it. We wasted it. Nobody else in the offense. Trent Williams had a 74, which is slightly above starter level. Another penalty. That was it. Then you go over to the defensive side just quickly. You didn't have one player in the 80s. Malik Collins was your number one player at a 76.9. Jair Brown had a 71.6. He had a terrible game. Like, I have no clue how Jair Brown had a 71.6. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He didn't make any positive plays. Now, I got to go through all the film, whatever. But, like, your second best player is a 71 grade? That's barely starter level play. That's barely. Fred Warner, 71. They just went away from Fred. Wherever Fred Warner was, they went the opposite way. That was their entire game plan, and it worked. It worked. It worked. So we didn't have many good players. Even Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, not great. Bosa was fourth with the 69.6. Fred Warner, three with a 71. Not good, not good. Appreciate all the hashtag CZ. Aloha. Appreciate you guys. Good morning, good morning. It is a good morning. Like Aldo says, it's bell cut. Not yet. And, you know, I'm going to allow Kyle Shanahan. Shout out to Juan Solis for getting this. This is Kyle Shanahan talking about Ronnie Bell.
I mean, there's five in a game. We're rotating a lot of guys in there. And now he was the guy out there. You know, Chris Conley got that earlier in the game. But, you know, those three receivers we have up, Ronnie's been having a hell of a camp, had a hell of a week of practicing. There's other catches in the game that, you know, you want people to make. But and you hope it doesn't have to come down to that. But, you know, Ronnie will say the same thing. He needs to make that catch. But if he doesn't, then you'd like to be able to overcome it. And you can overcome it in other ways, but we didn't.
And here's the thing. Like, I could agree with Kyle Shanahan. Ronnie Bell was awesome at camp. Ronnie Bell was incredible at camp. Now, he did not say Ronnie Bell was awesome in the preseason because he wasn't. We saw this. We saw this last year. There are players, and from my coaching experience, this is a real thing. Like, man, just practice warriors. They get out there and they show out, just practice warriors. And you're just like, man, this dude's a beast. Then you click on those lights. Then you feel the stands. Stage fright's a real thing. Like, so much of football is up here between this brain bucket. That's where it is. And when those lights come on and those people are in the stands, people change. People change. Ronnie Bell's one of them. I actually think Jake Moody's one of them too. Michigan. It's Michigan. It's what it is. We'll talk to Wayne about it tomorrow, I'm sure. But like, dude, I don't care how you practice. Do we have a repeat history of this person sucking and being the worst player on the field every single game experience? Has there ever been a time where Ronnie Bell has answered a call? One time. I think it was like week three or four last year when Ayuk was out. One time, he had like two catches. One of them was a touchdown. That was it. Since then, abysmal. And whenever it continues to happen, anytime those lights or people are in the stands, keep giving them chances. Jacob Cowing got zero offensive snaps, ladies and gentlemen. Jacob Cowing, and I told you guys all week. I told you all week, it's not going to be Jacob Cowing. It's not going to be Jacob Cowing. I said it should be, but it's going to be Ronnie Bell and it's going to be Chris Conley. Chris Conley played 20 snaps. Ronnie Bell played 30 snaps. That's stupid. That is stupid. That's stupid. That's stupid. like it's stupid. Should Ronnie Bell be cut? Nah, probably. Yeah, move on. He needs to go somewhere else. Mentally, it's not good for him. He's not worth anything to us. Like, you know, I put out on Twitter, you know, trade Ronnie Bell in a fifth to the Chargers for nothing. Who says no? And I think the 49ers faithful voted Ronnie, the Chargers would say no. Like, get him out of there. Get him out of there. You spent a first-round pick on a wide receiver. That didn't work out with the injury and the shooting and whatever, multiple injuries and the shooting. Like, I get that. But you did spend a fourth-round pick on a wide receiver who's been absolutely incredible every single time the lights are on, every time people are in the stands. He had that one muff punt, but, man, he's made more plays in one preseason game than Ronnie Bell's made in two seasons. It's stupid that he's out there. That's Shanahan's fault. That is like, if you want to point the finger at Shanahan, and I know there's a lot of people that do, and blame should always go up, that's Shanahan's fault. There is no reason in the damn world why Ronnie Bell should be getting 30 snaps in a game, ever. I don't care that Debo's out. Jacob Cowan got zero? That's a major issue. That's a major issue. Bobo, he says, I'm still pissed Kyle Shanahan is still making the same mistakes over and over late in the game. Yeah, abandoned the run in the fourth quarter. There's no doubt about it. Let me see here. I want to count this. I'm going to go to the play-by-play. I'm over on ESPN, which I usually hate going to, but I think that there's some good stuff on here. All right. So the very last drive of the game, when we got the ball with 1 minute and 51 seconds left, okay? Like, you play to win the game, which I like that. He was super aggressive. Abandoned the run completely. He had 2 minutes with two timeouts, okay? Purdy scrambles. Purdy short pass. Purdy pass incomplete to Ayuk. Shocker. Purdy pass incomplete to Robert Bell. Purdy scrambles. That's it. Not one called running play. That gave the Rams time. You got the ball with 151. You punted it to them, and they got the ball back with 50 seconds left. And you had the terrible special team, so they started off in field goal range because Brian Schneider's the worst coach in the NFL and college. So, like, those two things happened. You run the ball. Like, Jordan Mason was awesome. Like, he was great. Yeah, they started stuffing it late, but that doesn't mean you abandon it.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams one passing yard. Every week in Sam Tipper, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that, again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams' one pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on her old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog To experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadLands Ranch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. It doesn't matter that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The drive before on the missed field goal, right? Okay, let's go through the play call. 6:15 left. This is a Shanahan staple where Shanahan's better than anybody else. That six-minute closing offense. First play, Brock Purdy pass. Second play, Jordan Mason run. Second play, third play, Jordan Mason run. Isaac Grindo run. Then you had the pass to Jennings. Pass to Jennings. Timeout. Purdy scrambles. Like, you had three runs and it was going great. And then we had that stupid penalty on Kyle Juszczyk, the holding call, which was terrible, but that's okay. But, like, he started off right. You started with 6:15, and you took the clock down all the way to 2:47. Jake Moody missed the field goal. Like, Shanahan did his job there. Like, that's a good drive. You had a 7-play, 33-yard, 3.5 minutes off the clock. The penalty kind of screwed you, but you did everything right. Like, that drive was great. So part of me, Bobo, is like, man, you have this masterclass by Shanahan, and the penalty kind of screwed it, but you still, 3.5 minutes and a field goal to go up two scores with 2 minutes left. Yes. Yes. But your third round kicker, you know, he's going to do what third round kickers do, which I guess there's not that many, but, you know, he's going to do what Jake Moody does. And he's going to miss it. He's going to leave you disappointed. Anytime it's a pressure situation, Jake Moody will always, always, always come up short. Missed a kick in every single playoff game in the Super Bowl. Any game-winning situation, anytime he gets iced, he misses it. It's just where it is. Alejandro, Kyle, where the hell is Cowing? Bell got to go. It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. Jord. As badly as it feels letting that game slip, it is going to be a good thing in the long term. Oh, I love this. It's all fixable. It is. Sometimes you need to kick up the rear end. We might as well end up saying, got us on track. This is the defense just as bad. That's the concern. Special teams, you fire the coordinator, replace them. Then you're going to be fine. That will help. Shanahan probably won't do that. He's never fired anybody in season. If Steve Wilks was the special teams coordinator, he'd be fired already. No doubt about that. Schneider's one of his buddies. I don't know why. The defense is that bad. The defense is that bad. That is a concern. Gold-blooded. Appreciate the super chat. One, Brindle's a liability. That continues. This might have been Brindle's best game, but still penalties and crucial situations. Still terrible in the run game. Yeah, once I'll go through the film. We'll see how it goes. But I think this might have been Brindle's best game of the year so far. Still bad, still the worst lineman we have, and that's with Colton McKivitt's giving up all those pressures. Like, what does Jake Brindle do well? Can't come up with that thing. McKivitz at least can lean on the run game and have a lot, but McKivitz terrible in the pass game. Shanahan won't chip for him. That's our play caller. That's on Shanahan. Why the hell will Kyle Shanahan not chip for Colton McKivitz but leave him on an island every single time there's a third down? Every single time there's an obvious passing situation. Oh, let's go empty and just have our tight end, Eric Saubert, who's lined up right there next to the outside pass rusher, do nothing. No adjustments there. That concerns me. So Goldblooded says, one, Brindle's liability, 100%. Two, D-line is underwhelming. That's an understatement. That's an understatement. That's the problem. Bosa is so positive in the run game, but, you know, he had four pressures, one quarterback hit, not great. And Leonard Floyd last week, the worst rated player on the 49ers team. This week, the second worst rated player on the 49ers entire team with a 36.5. The only player that was worse than him, oh, shocker, DFF with a 30.5 grade. Why the hell is DFF still playing? These are the concerns. Like, you see these. These aren't new things. These aren't new. We know DFF sucks. Why is he still out there? We know Ronnie Bell sucks. Why is he still out there? We know Brindle sucks. Why is he still out there? We know our special teams coordinator sucks. Why is he still there? The lack of adjustments in overcoming your weaknesses, that's the concern. That's where zero adjustments are taking place. Like, the 49ers for the longest time were a meritocracy where if you don't play well, you lose your job and people can take your job. But now there's so many golden boys and, you know, guys like DFF or Jake Brindle that this team has championed and they're too scared to hurt their feelings. It's no longer a meritocracy. Like, what has DFF earned? What has Ronnie Bell earned? What has Jake Brindle earned? They're untouchable. And that's why I think, again, some change needs to be made to instill in the culture in the locker room. Pardon my language. I'm not going to cuss. I wanted to cuss here. Y'all ain't safe. Y'all ain't safe. Our two wide receiver sets are Debo and Juwan Jennings moving forward. Ayuk, you sit your $30 million rear end on the sideline. You don't want to play. And I don't think it's that you don't want to play. He's just not performing. You're the one that missed out of camp. You're the one that held out. Right here, Goldblooded says, you know, cut Moody and Bell today. I'm not cutting Moody. I think you got to stick with them. You have to. I mean, there's so much dead money in that contract. His talent is there. You should have never drafted him. That's the stupidest pick ever. And here's what's funny is how bad our special team sucks. We have the highest drafted punter in the NFL, Mitch Wisnowski. We have the highest kicker in the NFL, Jake Moody. And we still suck. We still suck. We have how many? Let's look at the contracts here. This is going to piss y'all off. Let's talk about how much money the 49ers spend on special teams. Because it's not cheap. It really is not cheap. Okay. Like, all right. George Odom was terrible. All game on special teams. All game. You know, he's got $2.5 million cap hit. Like, he not good. He has been trash. Tabor Pepper. We're paying our long snapper $1.3 million. Tabor Pepper sucked. All game. The field goal that Jake Moody missed was a terrible snap right on the turf. You look at the punt, the huge punt return. Not a good punt snap. Again, all this is over on the 49ersrush.com, our Patreon. I show it. Like, I recorded it all this morning. It's loading right now. When this show's over, I should be able to post it on our Patreon and there. Like, terrible snap on that huge punt return. Mitch got off a bad kick. Not near enough hang time. It was at like 3.8, 3.9 seconds. Not good. The location of the punt was good. But Tabor Pepper left early. Didn't stay blocking his guy like he was supposed to. And if there was a bobbled snap, it would have been blocked. And missed a tackle, and was in the wrong running lane. Like, Tabor Pepper sucked this game. DFF, $2 million completely guaranteed, worst player on our team. Defensively, special teams, all the time. He's so bad. His next good play will be his best good play. His only good play he's had this year was when Demo had a lights-out play, tipped the ball up in the air, and he just happened to be in the right spot. DFF can't cover. I can't say that, but he's not good at special teams. And he's a special teams ace. Terrible. Jake Moody, we don't need to talk about him. Like, we have guys that we're paying. We have guys that we've drafted. Zero returns. Now, Mitch Wisnowski, I thought, had a great game. Yeah, he saved the touchdown on that punt. He saved the terrible snap from Tabor Pepper on that kick. But Jake Moody and Tabor Pepper just missed it. So I'm not cutting Moody. I don't think you can. I do think kickers are replaceable. And I think overall, Moody's been positive this year. It's just he can't handle pressure situations. You got to get him in more of those. Aldo, why do we stop running the ball? I have no clue. You know what? And I'll say this. This is the first time in my, man, this is going into year 9 that we've been doing, you know, scouting reports and all that stuff. This is the first time ever that I've been wrong on my stat of the game. I said if the 49ers had 34 rush attempts, 9 play action passes, the 49ers win this game handedly. Well, guess what? The 49ers had 34 rush attempts and 9 play action attempts. We had them. And we lost. Why? Because of special teams, because of defense. The fake punt, that's like a turnover. The missed kick, that would have won it. The terrible punt coverage, returning it back. Like, it's the first time ever. I said 34 is a matching number. If the 49ers hit 34 rush attempts, we'll win. I'm like 25-0 through my 9 years of saying, if we do this, the game's going to win. This is the first time ever that we've lost. We should have ran the ball more. You run that ball 2 times that last quarter, guess what? You're playing for overtime, and I know you don't want to go to overtime, but it was mismanaged. Like, the fact that Jordan Mason had 19 carries, that's not enough. It's not enough. Not when Debo's out, not when Christian McCaffrey's out, not when Kittle's out, not when all that's going on. Now, you could say Brock Purdy was on fire. And he was. God, Brock Purdy's so damn good. 22 of 30, 8 incompletions, 6 drops. That means 2 passes, and I think they both were throwaways. I mean, he was red hot. 292 yards. That Hansel's so hot right now. 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 1 sack. Now, that sack took place, took points off the board because of Colton McKivitz. Please, God, Shanahan, chip for that man. He had an 86.1 QBR, so 100's perfect, 0's worst, 50's average, 86.1, incredible, 137.1 quarterback rating, or NFL passer rating, that's huge, 158.3 is perfect. I mean, he was unbelievable. But, Alejandro says, Kyle number 1, special teams 2, Bell 3. It's weird. I'm not seeing any Ayuk blame. I don't understand that. Ayuk's high on my list. Trade rank. What's up, Brian? Says, can Brock or Jennings play defense? Jennings can play defense. Ugh. Yeah, right here, Jamil. Yannick Ngakoue, please help us. I'd pay him. Leonard Floyd. I mean, him and Javon Hargrave have gone the way of the dodo. Now, I will say this. This is Javon Hargrave's best game pass rushing in a long time. He had 5 pressures, had that 1 sack, 4 hurries. Like, I'm cool with it. Yeah, did I count like 6 or 7 loafs from Javon Hargrave out of his 39 snaps? I did. They're terrible. There's, you know, clips going around. Like, Javon Hargrave is a loafer, man. He always had. I don't think he always has been, but since he's got paid by us, he has been. But he generated a positive pass rush grade. Awesome. Malik Collins, way better, worth half, you know, cost half the money. Malik Collins was a top-rated player. D-line's terrible. And Leonard Floyd, like, I don't know what the deal is with Leonard Floyd. So bad. 30 snaps, 1 pressure. That's it. 2 solo stops. We dropped him into coverage. That was stupid. We dropped Bosa into coverage. That was stupid. Ah, so bad. Carew, Bell is Bell, John. What about Ayuk? He worries me. Same. Like, here's what's crazy. This was 2 weeks ago.
I mean, you know, for me, I think he looks pretty good and stuff, but I don't, you know, I'm drawing back and going, BA's not like what he's been like. I don't think that at all. I think for me, I just try to go through my reads, and he's been where he needs to be. And You know, there's probably a couple routes maybe in certain looks where we both could have been better on some stuff, but that's just like, you know, early in the season stuff, if you ask me. So I know that we'll continue to get better together in our connection and everything, but, you know, for four quarters, man, I thought BA grinded and you know, went and competed, man, and I'm proud of him for that.
I don't know, man. Like, your salary matters. And I love that he got paid, and I love that he got generational wealth. But it is very clear with certain people why they play football. Some people play football because they love football. And maybe Ayuk does. His actions sure as hell don't say that. The way he's performing on the field sure as hell doesn't say that. His attitude leading up, it doesn't say that. He looks like a guy that did everything that he could to get paid, got paid, and now shrugs his shoulders. Not too bad. And I hope I'm wrong. And I keep waiting for him to prove me wrong. But I'm sorry, he's not proving me wrong. At all. At all. He had the worst run blocking grade of anybody on the team. That's not who Ayuk is. That's not who Ayuk was, right? There's pre-contract Ayuk, and there's post. He's changed. He's not the same. He's not the same. I hope that changes. And every single time he's the primary read, it's just not there. And it's, I don't know, man. He was the seventh highest rated player on offense, but 63.1 is terrible. So seventh is like, all right, you're average. 17 players played. But no, like 63.1, that's replacement level play. You start at 60. You had the lowest run blocking grade on the team. Two drops. Crucial drops. I know somebody's like, oh, but did you see? He was streaking down the field. He went the primary read on that play. When he's the primary read, dude don't do shit. Except drop passes. Now, you look at the stats and you're like, oh, man. Brandon Ayuk had 5 catches for 48 yards. He had 10 targets. Brock Purdy had 8 incompletions. 5 were at Brandon Ayuk. You cannot defend this man. You can't. I wish the 49ers would have traded his ass for a 4th-round pick and been happy. I would take that so much right now. I would take it right now and be the happiest man alive. I don't want people that don't want to be here. Weak, soft, man. Soft serve. Man, what's the Kobe line? Soft is baby shit. That's what that is. And he's not that. That's not who he was. That's not who he was. Freaking 5 catches on 10 targets. People on Twitter are going to say, oh, Brock Purdy. If you think Brock Purdy's an issue right now, I'm sorry. You're watching the wrong show. There's other shows. Go watch Colin Cowherd. You belong with people like that. If you think Brock Purdy's the issue, I'm telling you right now, this ain't the right show for you. This ain't it. Dude's making 800 grand, playing lights out, and still blaming himself in the press conference. Still blaming himself in the press conference. That's what's crazy. Right here, Brock Purdy. If you think Brock Purdy's the issue with culture, performance, play, don't care. Listen to Brock. He had maybe his best game of his career.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty high, you know, with all of us and the standard that we have of, you know, obviously winning and closing out games. And, you know, when you got a 14-point lead, obviously, you know, anything can happen. But for us, it's like, all right, we have the momentum. Let's run with it. You know, we have a good enough team to finish out a game, you know, pretty early and put up points every drive, you know, offensively. So, you know, we're all pretty frustrated. So we just got to watch the film, get better from it. And, you know, we win and lose as a team. Everyone has their moments. But, man, more than anything, I just feel like it comes down to complimentary football, man. You know, once defense gets a stop, we have to score. And we have to be hard on ourselves with that. And, you know, just everything all together tied in. So it's four quarters of that. You know, you miss out on opportunity and give the other team life. It's the NFL, man. The other guys on the other side are really good. And they'll make you pay for it. So we had to learn the hard way today.
We. That dude, no, it ain't you. You were unbelievable, Brock Purdy. Unbelievable. And everybody's like, oh, well, Brock needs all of his, you know, whatever, and he's got a super team or whatever. No, he didn't have a super team. That dude had one damn wide receiver. one, 22 of 30, 292 yards, three touchdowns, zero interceptions. Unbelievable. He had one wide receiver. Ayuk sucked all game. Eric Saubert, two catches on two targets for 41 yards. Like, that's what's crazy. Eric Saubert did the same thing that Brandon Ayuk did with two targets. Brandon Ayuk had 10. They had the same stat line. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, it's not close. Ronnie Bell, three targets, one catch, 12 yards. Jordan Mason, two targets, two catches, 11 yards. Should have thrown that dude the ball. He missed his freaking receiving prop bet by 1.5 yards. I was so pissed. That's okay. Kyle Juszczyk, one catch on one target. And then you've got Brindle and Pooney with all the scrambling, whatever else. That dude's going out there with one damn wide receiver. One. You got a $30 million wide receiver out there, and he is a liability. He's not helping you. Oh, man, I'm scrolling down to the bottom. I want to see if everybody's making fun of me. Y'all should be making fun of me, first off. Let's see here. Oh, look at this. This makes me happy. Oh, what's up? Rainier Prado. Appreciate the super chat. First timer here. That's what's up. We need Jake Brindle benched, Curtis Robinson and winners in the rotation more, possibly trade for a safety or a corner. Dude, that's what's up. And let's flip it. Thank you, Rainier. Charvarius Ward and Brandon Ayuk, same. Same. Getting paid all this money, playing terrible. Charvarius Ward sucks this year. Three consecutive games where he is the worst cornerback on the field. Three consecutive times. He was the 22nd out of 25 defensive players, ranked at a 41.6 grade. Terrible. Horrible in the run game. He's not coming up and playing anymore. He's not coming up and supporting the run at all. He's taking calculated business decisions. I don't know if y'all saw the Antonio Pierce, Raiders head coach, press conference. They got blown out by Andy Dalton. He said, people started making business decisions out there today, and we as a business will have to be making business decisions back. Gosh, man, it's so refreshing. Now, that's from a coach that's never won anything and a team that's never really won anything, and they're not going to be good no matter what anyway. But, gosh, man, how refreshing would that be if Kyle Shanahan goes out there and says, hey, Jake Brindle, we're going to work in Nick Sakel. Hey, Devontae Campbell, who's Devondre Campbell, it was awful. But a lot of it's not Devondre Campbell's fault. Like, I want to be honest. Like, Devondre Campbell had a 76.4 run grade, the second highest on the team, but you kept putting him in man coverage. That's on Nick Sorensen. Why the hell are you putting this dude in man coverage that should never be in man coverage in the most important situations ever? Devondre Campbell gave up three catches on three targets plus that huge penalty, 158.3 pass rating. That's as high as it gets. And you kept putting him in man coverage. That's Nick Sorensen's dumbass fault. Nick Sorensen sucks. Now, can he grow? Sure. He's only been a DC for 3 weeks. But that dude got owned by Kevin O'Connell, and he got owned by Sean McVay with no weapons. Either one of them. Again, Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings bitch slapped Nick Sorensen. Sorry for the language. We're talking. Without Jordan Addison, without Justin Jefferson in the third and fourth quarter. Without both of those. Sean McVay, guess what? Bitch slapped Nick Sorensen again without Puka Nacua, without Cooper Kupp. Like, our defense is terrible. We have the 23rd ranked defense. We have the 30th ranked defense out of 32 teams on third down, 52.9%. We suck on defense. We've got the personnel. Talanoa Hufanga came back, played awesome. He was awesome. Jair Brown's like a replaceable player right now. Charvarius Ward, replaceable player right now. Javon Hargrave, he's way below replaceable player, but he did just have his best game, so hopefully that trending upwards. Like, Leonard Floyd, not replaceable, like, he's gone. Like, he's a hindrance. Campbell, terrible. DFF, terrible. Isaac Yiadom, kind of in the right place, but can't make a play to save his life. You got Debo. You got Malik Collins. You got Fred Warner. You got Charvarius Ward. That's it. The personnel is fine. The coordinator is terrible. Now, you know, all right, right here, let's go to Shanahan. He's like, oh, this is what we've been doing.
No, I mean, I think they got two times that they ran one route, one they missed at the, I think, in the first half. On the right side, they came back to it. They got by us again for the big play at the end of the game. They took a shot to Tutu, who we know can run, and that's what they're going to do with them. And I think one time we had a big PI, but those are normal coverages, what we've been doing for years.
Dude, they four players they targeted. Charvarius Ward, Isaac Yiadom, Jair Brown, Devontae Campbell. That was it. They didn't go after Demo. They didn't go after Fred Warner. They just went after those other guys repeatedly. So wherever Fred Warner was, they weren't going there. Wherever Demo was, they weren't going there. Oh, let's find. Where's 59? Oh, they're putting 59 in man coverage again? Oh, yep, that's where we're going with the ball. Perfect passer rating. Charvarius Ward playing slow, playing calculated. Yep, let's go at him. Let's go at him. Dude's getting paid like $18 million a year. Let's go at him. Success, success, success. Let's run at him and let's go at him. Terrible, terrible. Bobo, we go through these rough patches every season. Then we somehow end up playing an NFC championship game. What would you ask Kyle if you were at the press conference? I would say, it's a bad question, but this, I'd say, how many games have to be put in jeopardy before you make a change at special teams? That's what I would say. That I think that's the number one issue. How many games have to be put in jeopardy before you consider making a change in special teams? That would be my question. And do I think the Niners are going to be in the playoffs? I do. Do I think the Niners will win the division? I do. It's getting harder and harder the longer and longer you wait. And yeah, we do always go through these situations. You know, you look at the last 12 years for the 49ers, six have had losing seasons, not make the playoffs. The other six, we've been in the NFC championship game or better. We're hot or cold. Is this one of those cold years? I don't think so, because the team is that good. But there's just so many weights that are holding you back that you're just allowing to hold you back. Will that change when CMC comes back and Debo comes back and Kalia Davis and Dre Greenlaw? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. John Feliciano, we'll see. But Bobo, you know, it's been very few times in our relationship, my friend, that you've been the one on the positive side, and I love it. And that's what we do. We're both here to feed off each other. It's a community show, man. That's what it is. Skywalker, thanks for the super sticker. Much appreciated, my friend. Now, what's crazy, and again, you know, I was looking back at the bets and kind of all the things that we got right, and it's like, man, we should have got them all right. We should have freaking cleaned house. We made profit this week, which was huge, but we could have had like one of those record weeks. Just didn't work out that way. But if you are betting at any point this week, this year, man, you know what you got to do.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for six straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Now, let me say this. You know, a while ago I was asked, like, what question would you ask if you were there? Whenever I first started this, the first year or two, my plan was like, oh, I want to be in there at press conferences and whatever else. Now, if they asked me to come, I wouldn't go. Like, that's not where I see my lane. There, we have some great beat reporters. We have great people in there. We've got some terrible people in there, too, but that's okay. But that's not what I want to do. Like, I want to spend time here. This is where I want to spend time breaking down film. I want to spend time, you know, increasing parties, getting people together, increasing the community in a positive way. it's sadly some of our shows are like this, where we use profanity and we get mad and we're frustrated. But shout out to my man, the Godfather, Juan Solis, which is the reason why we have these clips and the reason why the 49ers Rush podcast exists. If not for him, amazing family. Shout out to Natalie. Juan says, not panicking yet. It's only week three. Major issues that need to be addressed from the top down. Get your shit together, gentlemen. The 49ers are in a great position. They have everything ahead of them that they need to do. You just got to get right. The problem is, and Brock said this in his thing, complementary football. We play together, three phases, special teams, offense, defense. And there's been times where the defense has been on fire and the offense sucks. There's been times where the offense is on fire and the defense sucks. The whole time special teams has sucked. Got to elevate that play. Could you imagine a game where the special teams doesn't make a catastrophic mistake or two or three or four in a game? It's been a while since we've seen that. Week one was the closest we had to it, but still wasn't great. Man, we got to get there. We got to get there. And yeah, Manny, you know, Brock's the number two passer. Mason's the number two rusher. We got to get this stuff. And yeah, Sorensen's the issue. It's rough because he's only been there for three games. So I don't want to be one of those that's like, man, you should fire. Like, I don't like saying people should be fired. I really, really don't. Schneider should be fired. Like, it's blatantly obvious at this point. Sorensen's got to grow into this role. You know, I wasn't a big fan of Robert Saleh his first six games into his career. Like, dude couldn't make adjustments to save his life. We didn't have the talent at that time. It was just, we kept struggling with the same things. It took him a year and a half to become a good DC. It took him a year and a half. Do you have that time frame? And the funny thing is, like, you look at what happened to Steve Wilkes last year, that dude got zero room. And I'm not saying he shouldn't have been fired, but, like, why are we holding Sorensen to a different standard than Wilkes? Our defense was 100 times better under Wilkes. Last year's 49ers defense was never this bad at any point. Yeah, I want to look at this, okay? Now, let's just bear with me now. The 49ers defense were 23rd in yards and points, okay? We've already given up points of 19, 23, 27. That's terrible. And we've given up 400 yards, okay? Now, if we go to last year, 2023, and this does nobody any good but myself, how many times we gave up points over 23? Once, twice, three, four times. Four times. All the entire season. We've already done it twice. We only did this four times. And we didn't give up a what's it called? 300-yard C. Oh, we gave up two. Yeah. 386 to the Rams, 362 to the Cardinals. That's what we gave up last year. So, yeah. We already have a 400-yard. Did we give up a 400-yard game at all last season? Total yards? Yeah, we did against the Vikings. Yeah, they did it to us last year. We didn't give up a 400-yard game till week seven last year. We've already done that, and we're in week three. I don't know. We're just not where we should be. We are terrible. Defense and special teams. Offense is fine. The offense is fine. Ayuk's going to – he can't get worse. Our offensive rank, we're eighth in points scored, third in total yards. Like, we're doing fine. We just got to finish. We just got to finish. We're average, 50% in the red zone. That hurts. That hurts. But the offense is just fine, and you don't even have your guys. The defense and special teams. The defense and special teams. And, yeah, Kelts says, you know, the 49ers are overrated. 100% they are. Maybe we get rid of the wide nine. We're not making that adjustment. Sorensen can't do that. Sorensen Staley could, but he's a 3-4 guy. I'd prefer Staley, but I want to give Sorensen a couple more chances. But if I'm the coach, I'm telling Sorensen, dude, seat's getting hot, bro. You need to step up and do something. Quit putting our freaking guys that can't cover in man coverage in crucial situations repeatedly. Like, it's terrible. Like, you want to give them the chance more than three games, but ooh, not good. Not good. It's not good, man. Man. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I've got faith in this team. I really, really do. But if you just keep doing the same thing, what's insanity, right? Doing the exact same thing, expecting different results. Can't do that. Go back to the meritocracy. You got to show the people in the locker room, if this shit continues, people are losing jobs. People are losing jobs. Now, what you put outward in your press conferences and stuff needs to be positive. I got these guys back. But, man, you need to be having some sit-downs with the coaching staff and certain players. Like, we're going to fire your ass if something doesn't change soon. You got to. Otherwise, you're going to start getting complacency and all that stuff. Now, the captain's job needs to step in and change those things. Bosa talked about that. But it needs to start at the top. If this performance continues, people will be fired. People will lose their jobs, and this will have a negative effect on families. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Nobody does. Slick, thanks for the super chat, bro. Kyle's complacent mindset has cost him Super Bowl games, Bell, Campbell, Yottam, bye, wide nine bye, special teams bye, transparent schemes. It's rough, man. It's rough, Slick. Skywalker, thank you. Cut Bell, elevate Trent Taylor. Oof. Trent Taylor would catch the ball. I'd take Tay Martin over Trent Taylor. But hey, why would we do that when we spend a first and a fourth round pick on running on wide receivers? We got one more week till Ricky Pearsall can come back, but Jacob Cowan's just sitting there juggling on the sidelines. Hey guys, right here, right here. I don't drop passes. I run better routes. I'm faster. I have a higher ceiling. Ah, yeah, it's frustrating, man. Darren, my man, all these players get paid and don't produce going forward, which trade anyone demanding more money. Yeah, that ship sailed, sadly. That ship has sailed. Brian, if Sorensen did get replaced, who would get the job? It'd go to Staley, Brandon Staley, which I'm fine with. I think he's awesome. I'd be totally cool with that. It's frustrating. William, this sucks. Nobody likes to play anymore after they get paid. We've got a lot of we've got a lot of that on this team, sadly. You've got some guys that just would die for this team. I believe Kittle and Juice and Debo and Warner and Bosa. Like, I think those guys, and probably more, are those guys. But yeah, some guys, Hargrave, Ayuk, hell no. Those guys, nah, that ain't it. Yeah, Staley's already in the booth. Yeah, maybe we need to put Swords into the booth, right? Isn't that what y'all were talking about last year? Oh, well, Wilkes can't do it for the booth. He's got to be on the sidelines, which was stupid, but that's okay. That changed. Maybe we got to put Swords into the booth. Maybe that's the change that needs that. Let's keep that same energy, right? Anyway, that's a bad joke. That's a bad joke. You guys are awesome. The 49ers, they struggle. They're still our team. We're still here. We're the faithful. But doesn't mean you can't voice concern and criticism and all those things. They got to play up. Now, you got the Patriots, Cardinals, Seahawks. That's the next three. You judge seasons by quarters. You divide them up into four. The 49ers are 1-2. They're below a 500 team. You got one more game in this quarter, and that's at home, thank God, against the Patriots. Another team that is a bottom five team in the NFL. So are the Rams. They just beat you. You gave them that game. You let them take it from you. That's probably the most accurate way to put it. Now you got the Patriots. Patriots ain't good. Patriots are bad. They're 1-2. They just got blown out by the Jets, team you beat at home. No, they were on the road. They went to overtime with Seattle, and then they barely beat the Bengals week one, but they're not a good team. They're not dynamic. You got to take care of business. You guys are awesome. Really do appreciate you. I know it's frustrating. We're going to get through this. Niners are going to be in the playoffs. Just got to write a couple things. And I hope they do that. Thank you, guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.